incoming message.
Are you happy? The pursuit of happiness has been a timeless endeavor for decades. Scholars and researchers have been digging into the tapestry of human emotions in an attempt to unravel the elusive concept of this thing that we call happiness. Is it a fleeting condition dependent on external circumstances, or is it an internal state resulting from personal choices and mindset? The science of happiness explores this dichotomy, shedding light on the multifaceted nature of humans and what most often results in happiness. Happiness is a complex amalgamation of factors, biological, psychological, and social. Now, studies in neuroscience have shown us that our brain plays a pivotal role in shaping our emotional experiences. There is a biological component to happiness. Brain chemicals like dopamine and serotonin contribute to feelings of joy and contentment, but the root of happiness, it extends beyond normal neurotransmitters. Psychological factors such as personality traits, mindset, and resilience also play a significant role in our ability to experience and sustain happiness. If we have an optimistic outlook, we are more likely to navigate and overcome challenges and obstacles with a positive mindset. Where some can only see the obstacles, others will also see the opportunities. Our social connections and the quality of our relationships are also a major contributing factor to our sense of well-being. If we continue to have positive interactions with friends, family, and our community, it is going to amplify our feelings of happiness. The debate over whether happiness is a condition or a choice, that's ongoing. It is a reflection of the complex interplay that exists between external circumstances and our internal attitudes. If we are experiencing instability, health issues, financial instability, and unsettling life events, that will undoubtedly impact our feelings and well-being. But time and time again, when we examine the root of happiness, we continue to discover that it is our response to these circumstances that is pivotal. In research conducted on happiness, psychologists suggested that there is a genetic happiness set point, which is our baseline level of happiness. And that set point accounts for 50% of our happiness, while the remaining 50%, that is determined by our intentions, actions, and choices. While external conditions do influence our baseline happiness, we have the power to significantly shape our well-being through our choices and our behaviors. As humans, we possess a remarkable capacity to adapt to circumstances, both positive and negative changes in our lives. This ability to adapt reminds us that we have the potential to influence our well-being through intentional choices. It's not what happens to us as much as how we respond to it. Choosing happiness is a discipline. For most of us, given the nature of some very real life challenges, it's going to take a little work. One very powerful avenue, you hear me talk about it all the time, is gratitude. When we practice gratitude as part of our daily routine, it leads to increased positive emotions and greater life satisfaction. Mindfulness and meditation practices are also instrumental in cultivating happiness. Happiness is nuanced. I wish that I could say that there is a single recipe that is universally effective. Happiness is not only the result of favorable life experiences, it is also the product of the decisions that we make in response to those circumstances. So today, make it your choice to be happy.